Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we're listening with Mick Fay of Lewis, and we're going to talk about something that's been a long-standing project of Mick's and a lot of other people. That's the Pony Express. Good morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, LaVon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's time again to think about raising some funds for Pony Express, and we're going to talk about the purpose of that here in a little bit. But let's talk first about the event that's coming up this Saturday night.
Well, we're having the annual Cumberland Pony Express Dance with a benefit auction and raffles, and it is to be held at the Cumberland Community Building from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Saturday night, the February 23rd. The Rhythm Kings, featuring my brother Paul Fay on bass and Phil Vandal on lead vocals, will be providing the entertainment for the night, and they will be playing your favorite country and western and 50s and 60s classic rock and roll and...
Yeah, they have a nice variety.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I think, you know, I've heard them play in other places, and a lot of people love it because they do play that variety. It's not just country. It's yeah. A lot of different things that people
exactly.
like. Yeah, so that's all starting at 8 o'clock at the Cumberland Community yeah. Center. And I'm guessing you're going to have...
big enough dance floor for the line dancers to have room to line dance.
All right, so it'll be a good time. I'm guessing you have some food there.
No
food?
There is no food available at this dance here on this
okay.
one.
Well, it's good to know.
But there are drinks available. It is not a bring your own. There are drinks available there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. But, you know, starting at 8, people should have had their supper. And if they want to, I don't know, could they bring a snack if they want to? I mean, like a bag of chips?
Or yeah, we don't stop anything like that.
Okay.
But we just, I'm busy enough getting the donations that I just don't line up food.
Well, that's okay. Get out there and dance.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So now that you mentioned you're busy getting donations, let's talk about, because you said you have an auction and a raffle, let's talk about some of those things that people might be able to bid on.
Well, yeah, the last few years, Doug and Diana Redenbaugh have been very gracious, and they've got some friends that gather up items all year long, and then they give them to me. Last year, I know one memorable item that they gave me was their own personal coffee table. That it was really heavy. It was made out of plaster, but it was the shape of a cowboy laying on his back with his arms crossed behind his head and his knees crossed, and that supported a 3/4-inch beveled glass tabletop.
One of a kind, almost, I would think.
Yes,
that's not...
rather unique table.
Right.
And the year before, they gave me a smaller end table with a round top that looked like a tree trunk with a pistol in a holster hanging off of it.
So are you telling me you don't know for sure what they're going to give this year, but whatever it is, it's going to be unique?
No, I've looked through. There's three or four pictures. There's a John Deere diorama. What a diorama is, it's made in layers, made out of metal. It's underneath glass, but it's made in layers so it looks like it's three-dimensional.
Ah, okay, interesting.
And then we have some snow globes. We have a fire pot. We have a candle holder that it was made out of wooden horse hames.
Okay.
That hangs on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
There are some dolls, purses. I didn't completely take it out of the bubble wrap, but it looks like there's a porcelain tea set that is finely wrapped up in bubble wrap in the boxes. There is a cowboy statue for your fireplace or on top of the TV stand or something like that stands probably... close to 18 inches tall.
It sounds like, Mick, there's something there for everybody, whether you like Western things or you like fine china or you like purses. Everybody, I mean,
yeah.
Well, not everybody likes purses, but some women go nuts over purses. So, hey, there's something there for everybody.
And then we got some tools from like Jack Jensen at Robinson's True Value and Kelly Schlake at Atlantic Motor Parts. Atlantic Motor Supply, they donated a screwdriver set. Aikens gave me a tool set. You know, these people have been very gracious to give this stuff over the last several years. And besides that, we also get from, there's several businesses like the banks and insurance agents and stuff like that that don't have merchandise to give out. So, like Whitney Bank and Scott Detter down at Detter Motors Company, they've all been very gracious about, and I got a check today in the mail from Schuler Manufacturing, and I called today. We're going to have a new donor, Wickman Chemical. All these people have been very gracious about giving their money, if not merchandise, to this effort, because everything we raise goes to Camp Sunnyside in Ankeny, Iowa. That is an Easter Seals camp that's open in the summer. This time of year, what they do is they have weekend respites for the campers. Now, I would like to say that over the last several years, when I go to a board meeting at camp, Cass County has sent more campers to camp than any other county in Southwest Iowa.
Maybe that's partly because you're out there working and you have all these sponsors, and maybe it's more well known that that's available. Let's keep that happening.
It's not necessarily that we raise the most money here in Cass County, but they do have the most camp ships over the last few years, and
excellent,
and well attended.
Okay, so that's another good reason for us all to support this effort. And I think you brought up a good point, Mick, that if you are not interested in going to dance, you can't go to the dance, you have a conflict, that you could still give some money for this really good purpose. And, you know, we talk about Pony Express, but I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, it's what the real purpose of all of this is.
Well, yeah, like I said, if you can't make it to the dance or whatever, what we do is we turn in our money on Easter weekend. That's when we have our victory dance at Lake Robbins, northwest of Des Moines. That's when we announce a grand total, and that's also when we have our drawing for our big raffle. Now, this year's big raffle is a John Deere XUV 550 Gator that we're sharing in conjunction with Barker Implement from Clarinda, Iowa, and we sell chances on those for $1 a chance. Now, this is the fourth year that we've given away a four-wheeler like this, so that has really increased our fundraising capabilities. Over the last 3 years, we have raised over $7,000 each of the last 3 years in Cass County, and I'm hoping to maintain that flow again and shoot for $8,000 this year.
Why not? Just set your goals a little higher, and get the word out there. And now you've had another dance earlier, I believe, in Cass County. And will this be the last dance sort of fundraiser in Cass County?
Well, yes, this is the last one. The other dance that I put on was over in Oakland,
okay,
for Pottawatomie County earlier. And as of right now, I'm still waiting for some money to come in from Schuler Elevator out of Hancock. But right now we're setting at $1,460 on that, and I'm waiting for a check from Schuler for $1,000.
All right. Say.
And like I said, the one that Cumberland the last 3 or 4 years has been doing between $3,000 and $4,000 just off the dance. Then we get paid also to park cars for the Walnut Ambets during their antique walk every Father's Day weekend.
So you have several of these kinds of fundraisers going on. I think, you know, when a lot of people, you say Pony Express, and they visualize you're out there riding your horses and collecting money, but you do a lot of other things during the year to collect money for Camp Sunnyside.
Yeah, we've given horse rides, like down at Grizzled for the Fireman's Reunion last year, and we've given horse rides over at Messina on the 4th of July in the past, and Atlantic Fest, and we do horse rides. So Pott County has a poker run. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do to raise money. Because what we do is we raise money all year long and then turn it in Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is going on all over the state of Iowa to support Camp Sunnyside. But it's important that we do our part since we have so many representatives there at camp.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to camp when it's in the summertime?
No, I have never been to camp in the summertime. But I do have a nephew that was paralyzed from the chest down in a motorcycle truck accident. And when he was in his early 30s, he got to go to camp and get a week up there, and that, because at the time his mother was a registered nurse and she was taking care of him, and that gave her a little vacation, mm-hmm. and that gave him a chance to meet some new people,
you
too.
Bet.
So it's not just for crippled children. It's also for adults or anybody that can use their services.
All right, great. Great purpose for all this. So remind folks, we're visiting with Mick Fay. Remind folks of the details of this dance coming up.
Okay, come to Cumberland Community Building on Saturday, February 23rd, to participate in the annual Pony Express Dance Benefit Auction and Raffles. We've got a lot of good raffle prizes, gift certificates and so forth from the businesses and everything else. Drinks will be available that night. No food, however, but we'll have a good time. There's a lot of big dance floor, a lot of room to kick up your heels and come out and make some money for Camp Sunnyside.
All right. Thank you very much, Mick Fay, for inviting us to the dance and reminding us of the purpose. Until next time, here's a thought. The values we leave in children are more important than the valuables we leave to them.